From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. 4 decades ago today, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more on the 40th anniversary of the first moonwalk.
Hundreds of millions of people watched the Apollo 11 moon landing live on TV. It was July 20th, 1969, and Americans had just beat the Soviet Union in the space race, fulfilling President John F. Kennedy's goal of putting a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin stepped out of their lunar lander into the stark landscape.
Beautiful view. Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here. Magnificent desolation.
They left behind a plaque that said, "We came in peace for all mankind." NASA has been working to return to the moon by 2020 and currently has an unmanned spacecraft orbiting the moon to help prepare for that. But the Obama administration recently asked an outside panel to review all plans for future human spaceflight. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
New numbers out today are expected to show record high levels of money spent by big companies lobbying members of Congress. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Between January and the end of March, as lawmakers began working on energy legislation, ExxonMobil spent more than $9 million lobbying Congress. Chevron spent nearly $7 million, and ConocoPhillips spent just under $6 million. The healthcare debate in Congress was also heating up those first 3 months of the year, and so were drug company lobbyists. Pharma, which represents brand-name drug companies, spent nearly $7 million lobbying lawmakers. Pfizer spent $6 million, and Eli Lilly spent $3.5 million. All this data was compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics. Today is the deadline for companies to disclose how much they've spent on lobbying in the second quarter, April, May, and June. That's when members of Congress started the toughest negotiations on energy and health care bills. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger plans to meet again today with legislative leaders in an effort to iron out the final details to closing the state's $26.3 billion deficit. The top four legislative leaders had been set to meet with the governor last night, but the governor abruptly postponed the talks. Spokesman Aaron McClear says the governor delayed the talks because the assembly speaker was not available until late yesterday, although she says she was ready to meet as scheduled. The leaders are trying to resolve a number of hang-ups, including how much money to borrow from local governments, whether to guarantee the schools be repaid money they lose during the poor economic times, and how much money to save for future budget emergencies. Japanese financial markets were closed today due to a national holiday. This is NPR News. The U.S. and South Korea said that they are in agreement in enforcing U.N. sanctions on North Korea while leaving the door open to future negotiations. North Korea insists that it has quit nuclear disarmament talks for good. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
South Korea's top nuclear envoy, Wi Sung-lak, told visiting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell that Seoul and Washington would work hard to enforce sanctions aimed at cutting off the North's weapons trade while preparing for the possibility of a resumption of dialogue. Over the weekend, Campbell said that if North Korea was prepared to take serious and irreversible steps toward nuclear disarmament, then its neighbors, including the U.S., could offer it a comprehensive package of incentives. Representatives of all six nations in the nuclear disarmament talks are due to attend a regional forum of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Phuket, Thailand this week. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
South Africa has become the first developing country to launch clinical trials of a vaccine against AIDS. Two vaccines being tested on 36 healthy volunteers starting this month were designed at the University of Cape Town with technical help from the U.S. National Institutes of Health. A trial of 12 volunteers in the United States began earlier this year. During nearly 10 years of denial and neglect, South Africa developed a staggering AIDS crisis. More than 5 million South Americans, or Africans rather, were living with HIV last year. That's the highest of any country in the world. AIDS vaccine research is filled with disappointments. Some activists are questioning the wisdom of continuing such expensive investments. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.